Appetite, Part 5.
Nirmal was naked and slightly bent over the table. He made strange guttural sounds as his body twitched. Sickening snaps and cracks, loud enough to be picked up by the camera's mic, sent shudders down her spine. His skin began to shift and lose its integrity and eventually flopped down his frame. It hung in heavy rolls, much like the wrinkled folds of a Shar Pei dog. Blue veins bulged prominently on the disgusting folds of flesh as Nirmal's once human speech devolved into a series of screeches and hisses. Now she knew why they couldn't have children. She was the vessel for a monster's corrupt seed. Seema looked on in shock as the thing that had once been her husband turned its head back to stare at the stairs that led up to the door of the basement. Even though the door to that dungeon was locked from within, it was still checking one last time to see if anyone was intruding on its nightmarish transformation. What prompted this creature to act so? Shame? Fear? Guilt? Was it capable of such emotions? Was Nirmal a captive of its malevolent whims? How can that be when its face was the stuff of nightmares? Drooping flesh replaced Nirmal's original facial features. The sagging layers had swallowed up the eyes, nose and ears. A revoltingly long grey tongue, covered in floral anthers, emerged from his mouth, which was hid in the drooping mounds of flesh resting around his neck. The organ of taste was also an organ of scent. It waved in the air, searching for the biological markers of intruders. It screeched again. Seema was sure in the past she had heard strange noises from the basement and had attributed it to her dreams. What a fool. She jerked her gaze down to the table and found herself stunned by what rested in front of the creature. A human head. The monster's being spun around, slurping up the contents of the cranium with obscene flicks of its tongue. Yeah. A wave of nausea swept over Seema as she observed the creature meticulously transfer pulpy matter to a transparent salad bowl using its tongue.
No, no, no,
she cried out. The vertiginous realization left her reeling. The intended destination of the scooped-up substance was all too clear. The breakfast he would so lovingly feed her tomorrow. So all those meals he had prepped for her throughout the years. She retched involuntarily. It took her ages to subdue the rebellious churn in her tummy. She dropped the monitor and picked up her phone. Rational thought had flooded her mind. She was transported to that dreaded corner of the classroom, where ink splattered on her skin like disgusting bodily fluids, and harsh insults spilled out of the snarling mouths of her bullies. Drawing on all her strength, she mentally reached out to her online tribe, her thousands of loyal followers who always cheered her on. She summoned every ounce of her resilience, pulling herself from the grip of her painful past, and sought their collective strength and comfort. For any normal person, this would have been the perfect opportunity to call the police. But for Seema, this grotesque truth was destined first for the eyes and ears of her social media fans. Driven by a wave of horror, betrayal and rage, she resolved to expose the horrifying reality of her husband's deeds through a live stream. As she opened her social media app, her eyes fell on the responses to her most recent post. It was a charming snap of Nirmal playfully feeding her a spoonful of food, their faces brimming with joy and contentment. "You are so lucky to have such a wonderful husband," one said. "Mine wouldn't even check if I'm alive." "Truly, you are blessed to have such a handsome and caring husband," the other said. Comment after comment praising their wonderful marriage. Nirmal's guttural sounds echoed from the monitor nearby. He was slowly and painfully changing back to his human form. What would they think of me? Of the life I have built? A film reel of humiliating events raced through her mind. in the distant past, when self-loathing for her body had dominated her thoughts. A shadowy entity had haunted her. This silent, insidious companion had gradually eroded her willpower, steering her into the relentless clutches of eating disorders. It slowly crept out of its hiding place from somewhere deep within her brain and whispered in her ears. Seema let her phone drop onto the bed. She refused to witness the last stages of the horrifying transformation taking place in the basement and turned off the monitor. She lay wide-eyed on her bed, staring at the ceiling for what seemed like an eternity. Gradually, the idea for the next day's social media post took shape in her mind. Perhaps she could showcase the stew meticulously arranged amidst vibrant flowers and sparkling crystal bowls.